Laws relevant for when Shavuos falls on Matzah Shabbos. Unique laws that relate to both Erev Shabbos, Shabbos, and Matzah Shabbos, which is the first night of Shavuos. So let's begin with Erev Shabbos. In a year that Shavuos falls on Matzah Shabbos, then since you cannot get a haircut on Shabbos, which is Erev Shavuos, one is to proceed to get a haircut on Friday, starting from morning after davening, in honor of Shavuos. This applies even according to those who follow the Arizal and don't get a haircut throughout the entire period of Sfira. Those who cannot get a haircut on Friday for whatever reason may be leaning to do so already on Thursday night. Even those who don't normally light a yahrzeit candle prior to a holiday, meaning they don't light a 24-hour candle, in years that Shavuos falls on Matzei Shabbos, those in Eretz Yisrael are to make sure to light a 48-hour candle before Shabbos, while those in Chutz La'aretz are to light a 72-hour candle before Shabbos. The reason for this is because we need a candle available to be able to light the Yontif candles on Matzei Shabbos and in the diaspora, likewise, on Sunday night. And these candles must already be prepared and lit before Shabbos. Regarding those who also light a yahrzeit or yizkor candle, on behalf of a yahrzeit that falls on Shavuos or on behalf of yizkor that is set on Shavuos, then this too is to be lit prior to Shabbos. And hence, once again, a 48-hour candle is to be lit before Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael and a 72-hour candle is to be lit before Shabbos in the diaspora. To avoid confusion, in years that Shavuos falls on Matzei Shabbos, Erev Tavshilin is not to be performed, as it's only performed in the opposite scenario, when Yontif falls before Shabbos, not when it falls afterwards. Those who are accustomed to spread plants, flowers, and trees in their shul or home in honor of Shavuos are to do so already on Erev Shabbos, as it's forbidden to do so on Shabbos on behalf of Yontif. We will now move on to laws that relate to Shabbos. On Shabbos, Aver Achamim is omitted from before Musaf, and Sitkas Chatzedek is omitted from Mincha, being that we don't say Tachanun during these days. And of course, being that it's Erev Yontif. Initially, one is to begin the Shabbos meal, the Shabbos day meal, before the 10th hour of the day, which is approximately 3 Zmanius hours before sunset, in order to eat the Yontif night meal with an appetite. If one transgressed or forgot and did not begin his meal prior to the 10th hour of the day, then he may eat the meal, may begin the meal past the 10th hour. Sleeping on Shabbos on behalf of being awake on Shavuos night. There is no halachic problem with going to sleep extra on Shabbos on behalf of having energy to stay up to learn Torah throughout the entire night of Shavuos. And in fact, it's even permitted for one to explicitly say so. One may say, it's a good idea to take a nap or go to sleep Shabbos afternoon, so you have energy to remain awake learning Torah on Saturday night. Now, although there are Paiskim who question this allowance due to various reasons, practically according to the simple wording of the Paiskim, including the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe in 290 Halacha 6, it's implied that this is not a problem, as the only time there's an issue with verbalizing that what you're doing is for the sake of after Shabbos is when what you plan on doing after Shabbos is something forbidden to be done on Shabbos. However, to learn on Shabbos is permitted, and therefore to say you're going to sleep for the sake of learning after Shabbos is not a problem. However, to say I'm going to go to sleep so I have energy to bake cheesecake tonight in honor of the Shavuos Day Milchik meal, that indeed would be forbidden. Doing preparations for Yontif. It is forbidden to do any preparation on Shabbos on behalf of after Shabbos, including on behalf of Yontif. This prohibition applies even against doing acts of preparation that do not contain any intrinsically forbidden melacha at all. Thus, one must be wary not to bring wine on Shabbos to the house or to the upper room on behalf of Kiddush of Yontif night. So prepare all the wines that you would like to have cold for the sake of Kiddush of Shavuos night already on Erev Shabbos inside the fridge. Likewise, one may not prepare the Sefer Torah on Shabbos on behalf of the Yontif reading the next day. Likewise, one may not wash dishes on Shabbos on behalf of Yontif. Likewise, it's forbidden to tidy the home on Shabbos on behalf of Yontif unless it's also being done for the sake of benefiting from a clean home on Shabbos. One may not set the table or prepare the candles on Shabbos until after Tzeisek Yichavim, and likewise, one may not bring his Tikkun Lel Shavuos to Shul until after Shabbos unless one plans to learn from it on Shabbos itself. Laws relating to Shavuos tonight, which is Matzeh Shabbos. First and foremost, prior to doing any malacha, one is to say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh. It is of importance to remind women of this requirement and have them say it before they do any Yantiv preparations. Candle lighting. The candles of Yantiv are lit on Matzeh Shabbos, Shavuos night, after Tzeisek Echavim, and only after reciting Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh leKodesh, as we stated above. In Ma'ariv Shemoneh Esrei of the first night of Yantif, Matzeh Shabbos, we add the paragraph of Atodienu prior to the paragraph of Atitin Lanu, which is basically saying Havdalah in Tefillah, which we would normally say in Atachainin on a Matzeh Shabbos. Kiddush by the meal. So whenever Yantif falls on Matzeh Shabbos, the order of Kiddush on Yantif is that of Yaknahaz, which includes Havdalah. If a woman is performing it, then she must skip the blessing of Shehecheyanu if she already said it by candlelighting. The blessing of Besamin is not recited in the order of the Yaknahaz and not recited at all in Avdalah of when Shabbos goes into Yantiv. When the blessing of Ve'esh is said in Yaknahaz, one simply looks at the flame of the candle and does not actually place his hands near it. There's also no need to put the two candles together, and we are particular not to do so. In the Nusach, we must make sure to say Ben Kodesh LeKodesh and not Ben Kodesh LeChol as normally done. This concludes the highlighted areas of difference this year that Shavuos falls on Matzeh Shabbos, while regarding everything else, all other halachos and minhagim followed on Shavuos, they remain the same this year as well.